Listen up. I won't sugarcoat it. This is the longest cold, flu, and allergy season we've ever seen, but we're not alone. We've got Instacart. Sure, you may be a coughing snot faucet who just wants mommy, but you're not giving up! Not when cold medicine, fragrant herbal teas, and honey shaped like bears can be delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes! Now let's go win the sick playoffs!
Daddy, I just want my soup.
Oh, sorry, Sport App says it'll be here in a few minutes. Instacart for the win.
I'm at the nail salon.
What?
I'm at the grocery store.
What?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store.
Wait, she's at the nail salon and the grocery store?
I'm at the combination nail salon and grocery store. Groceries through Instacart, delivered to my door. I don't have to choose between acrylics and the grocery store.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you for listening to the show. I hope your day's been well. I hope you've been smooth. I hope you're having a good one. If you're having a bad one, let me help cheer you up. I cannot give you a hug. I cannot give you money. But I can hang out with you. I can entertain you. I can be your friend. Yeah, I'll be your friend. I'll be your friend for the next 3 hours. This show gets started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much for locking in on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, CBSSportsRadio.com, SiriusXM Channel 158, and a smart speaker if you got one. I'm in Atlanta. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, he's in New York City holding it down on the boards. We've had a fun show already. We're excited for the start of the Major League Baseball season. It officially gets underway, at least stateside. Excuse me, my apologies to my friends in Canada. It gets started here in North America tomorrow. Can't wait. In an hour from now, I'm going to share with you a new top six list, and we're going to take a look at some of the top six teams in Major League Baseball this upcoming season. What teams have the best chances of going out and hoisting the commissioner's trophy? I'll share that list with you in an hour's time. This past hour, we talked about the Dodgers continuing to spend money. We looked at Bill Belichick and his reluctance to get into television on a full-time basis. What a shock there. And then we also bigged up Anthony Davis right before the break, who decided to finally step up for the Los Angeles Lakers. And let me not say finally. Anthony Davis is an excellent player. Anthony Davis has Hall of Fame talent. Anthony Davis is one of the best defenders that you will have ever seen play the game of basketball. But there are times when he is either A, hurt, or just going through the motions. I feel like he's looking at LeBron James going, "All right, Dad, you got it." I feel like LeBron James must look at him and go, "Man, this is not one of my kids. A 31-year-old man, help me. I'm old. I'm almost 40. Help me." Anthony Davis did that last night with no LeBron. LeBron out with an ankle. Anthony Davis showed up, 34 points, 23 rebounds to go along with four blocks. The Lakers beat the Bucks in overtime, 128-124. Must be nice. Congratulations. Thank you, Anthony Davis, for finally stepping up. And so we have more to do with the show as we continue on. I want to talk to you about a quarterback in the NFL who's expected to step up. Ice Cube, of all people. Yes, Ice Cube, NWA, actor, rapper, Big Three owner. Ice Cube has stepped up with a big offer to Caitlin Clark. We'll talk about it. The NCAA is trying to eliminate offers, at least prop bets, in the game. They don't want their college athletes being distracted or threatened or worse? We'll talk about it. Brock Purdy expecting a big offer from the San Francisco 49ers sooner than later. Saquon Barkley has a request for Jason Kelce. Oh, and then by the way, Jadeveon Clowney, 2-year, $24 million deal with the Panthers. I think it's Jadeveon Clowney's goal at this point to just play and get hurt for every single NFL team. Jadeveon Clowney, he's nice when he plays. He's nice when he's actually healthy. But it still sucks that his biggest career highlight came when he was in college. That's been a long time. 9.5 sacks last season for the Baltimore Ravens. Jadeveon Clowney expected to provide a little bit of help for a Carolina Panthers team that needs a whole lot of help, period. What a disaster that they've been. What a disaster that they were. And they brought in Dave Canales as their new head coach, hoping to turn things around, hoping that Bryce Young can turn into the quarterback who was selected number one overall. And maybe at the end of the season, they'll win more than two games. Maybe at the end of the season, David Tepper, the owner of the Panthers, won't be throwing a drink on anybody. And maybe, just maybe, they'll go out there and turn things around. That's the hope. I told you the NFL owners are having their league meetings, and they've changed rules this week. No hip drop tackle. Yesterday, we learned about the adjusted kickoff. We got coaches talking and GMs talking and owners talking. And one of the newest coaches in the league, Dave Canales, almost as, well, about 2 years older than LeBron, maybe three, 42. This man is going to be tasked with helping to turn things around with Bryce Young, who we know disappointed. People take a look at C.J. Stroud going into the playoffs and actually winning a round, and they go, whoa, how the hell did this guy get here? But Bryce Young, we're cooked with him. Dave Canales doing everything he can at this point to hype up his quarterback, hoping that he steps up, I guess like an Anthony Davis. Dave Canales spoke to the NFL Network, and he believes in Bryce Young and his mental toughness.
This past year, facing hardships, think about, first of all, Bryce has always had to deal with like the short quarterback narrative for his whole life, you know, probably since about the 10th grade or 11th grade, and everybody started to continue to go. And he's like, well, I just find a way to get it done, you know, and it's not going to be conventional. It's going to be my way. And he's found that. And so he's done that at the highest level we can think of in terms of high school, one of the best players in the country, college, best player, best offensive or defensive player in the country as a Heisman. And now to come into the NFL and to have to face another hardship, like, he's wired for this. This is just another chance for him to develop his football character, his personal character, and he's wired the right way.
Okay. I mean, he could be mentally wired the right way. That doesn't mean that he is physically wired the right way. This past season, and I know he got a little bit of help now. They decided to bring in Deontay Johnson, and they still got some work to do on the offensive line. He still needs more help. 11 touchdowns to 10 interceptions last year. C.J. Stroud looked like he'd been throwing a football forever. Didn't turn the ball over last year. Bryce Young, I don't know. It's not going in his favor. And Dave Canales, what is he supposed to do? Say he sucks? He's stuck with the guy. I'll tell you this much. If Bryce Young does not work out with the Carolina Panthers, you want to know who's not going to care at the end of the day? Dave Canales. He's going to say, I didn't want this guy. I had to inherit him. Give me a chance with my own quarterback. It's always nice. Everybody's getting all bigged up. Nobody's saying a negative word about anybody right now, because you want to keep your leverage. You don't want to have to tear down Bryce Young just in case, I don't know, in a year or two, you got to trade him. And I know that's a long way off. I'm not as confident. You know, some people need a little bit of help. I don't know if he's going to get that. Hickey, is he going to be the next Drew Brees, or is this guy going to be cooked?
I'm rooting for him. I like Bryce Young a lot. But right now, with what he has around him, does not feel like he's in a position to succeed, and it feels like it's still going to be a tough sliding in 2024.
Yeah, is he going to be slightly improved? I would expect so, but I think the Panthers are going to suck again. That's just the reality. And, oh, it really, really sucks. They don't even have their draft pick. You can go ahead and you can look at Chicago and what they did. The Carolina Panthers are going to be destined to stink for a while. And I think what we're going to do is see angry David Tepper. Hopefully he's learned his lesson, dumping a drink on somebody. I don't think that $300,000 punishment, I don't think that has changed his mind much at all. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yep, Bryce Young expected to step up earlier today. We got a former politician. He wants the country to step up. He wants state governments to step up, all to protect college athletes. Charlie Baker is the president of the NCAA. Charlie Baker has had this job for the better part of a year right now. Charlie Baker said something a couple of months ago, trying to protect college athletes, and today he pretty much doubled down on that. Let's go back. Charlie Baker is basically trying his best to eliminate prop bets on college athletics. And what the hell is a prop bet? Maybe you're not out there gambling your life away. It's basically everything that doesn't have to deal with the score. How many points? How many rebounds? Is it going to be more than this, more than that? These are going to be stats directly related to individual players. You know, where we might have instances where an individual player is getting cursed at by a fan courtside who's going, hey, I need you to grab another rebound or take him out the game. And the player is standing around going, I'm just playing the game. And because you got $50, $500, $50,000 on my performance, I'm supposed to do something? And that's on the lower end. We don't want student athletes to be threatened behind the scenes. We don't want them receiving direct messages and DMs. We don't want them getting sucked into the dangerous side of gambling. We don't. This is what Charlie Baker had to say in January on Outside the Lines on why he wants to eliminate just prop bets in college sports.
The thing that concerns me the most about prop betting is the nudge that student athletes could get from their classmates and their schoolmates and their friends, because there's a lot of betting going on among those kids to begin with. And it's not that hard to imagine somebody just poking their friend and saying, look, I could really use your help this weekend. You don't have to do much. I don't want you to affect the outcome of the game at all. If you just miss a couple of free throws or, you know, do one of the many different things you could bet on in a game, it would really help me out in terms of, you know, paying my rent, whatever it might be. And I think putting young people in those kinds of situations and circumstances is an enormous challenge, because let's face it, everybody wants to be helpful to their friends. And I think in this case, the chances for just a lot going wrong are very high.
He's right. I can think of worse things than your classmates asking you to miss a couple of free throws. Hickey, you going to take a dive from me on the show, man?
I love you, JR, but no way.
Oh, well, damn. Okay.
Sorry.
All right. Okay. All right. So I guess Charlie Baker, is his theory right or wrong then? I mean, maybe we're a poor example. Do you think his theory is right?
I mean, could I see it happening like one in a million? Sure. Like right now there's a Temple investigation going on with, you know, betting irregularities. There's been, you know what, Boston College. Like there's
Alabama's,
been examples.
Alabama's baseball coach.
Great right? call.
They got him the hell up on out of there.
They did. So like there will always be that allure and there will always be someone to take the bait. I think just 99% of athletes, pro or college, are just not stupid enough to actually take it, because I think you're seeing right now already, you get caught with this, your career is over. There's no second chance. And I just don't, I think a lot of athletes are smart enough to realize that instead of just saying, oh, you'll give me 10 bucks so you can win 25, miss a free throw, you got it.
Yeah, and you're right. Most athletes are smart enough to avoid it. And we already got guys. I mean, Jonte Porter from, what is he, on the Raptors? I
think it's yes. Michael
Porter Jr.'s brother. Like, this guy is being investigated because they think he might have been, taking a dive. You know, and not necessarily taking a dive, but they're saying that there are there's some interesting betting activity surrounding him and his activity. And so maybe somebody came to him and said, hey, man, I need you to do this and then sit down. And so you don't know. And Charlie Baker, he's being nice. Like, that is a nice, sweet, candy-coated example. His classmates asked him or her to go out there and miss a couple free throws. Miss that three. Don't score that point. Don't play those minutes. Like, that's the sweet example. We got people who are locked up because of issues and federal investigations and being sucked into bribery and scams and wire fraud. I mean, come on now. The classmates asking you to miss a couple free throws? If that should be the nicest thing that happens. Look, Ipe Mizuhara is a grown-ass man. Yeah, Shohei Ohtani's translator. If everything that has been alleged by this man that he admitted to and then said, I didn't do anything, or Shohei didn't do anything, you don't think Ipe is going to do some potential time? You don't think this man's going to get wrapped up? And do we want to start locking up college athletes for, you know, being influenced by a seedy individuals? No, we don't want that. Which is why I'm actually in favor of this one. We got enough people who are threatening grown men. And when I say grown men, NFL players, NBA players, NHL players, Major League Baseball players. We got enough people threatening grown folks and coaches. We just heard Bickerstaff complain about this last week. He's in the NBA coaching in a league. He said, man, he had to get the FBI, had to alert NBA security because there was a guy threatening him over how many minutes and how many this, and I need you to do this. And people are stupid. You think it's difficult to track you online? This may not be easy to trace you right out the gate, but you don't think that you can be found? I mean, what's that thing called, Hickey? Anonymous? Remember them?
Gamblers Anonymous?
No. Remember the guy with the Zorro mask?
Oh,
and the hackers.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Anonymous.
Yeah, you gotta be
the leak.
You gotta be anonymous to be, you know, really hunting people down, or you could be the feds. Not that tough. I'm in favor of this. And you know what? Charlie Baker and his statement today doubled down. Sports betting issues are on the rise across the country, with prop bets continuing to threaten the integrity and competition and leading to student athletes and professional athletes getting harassed. The NCAA has been working with states to deal with these threats, and many are responding by banning college prop bets. Now, I'm not one for tradition most times. I'm not somebody who's going to run around and tell you about the fake sanctuary of college athletics like it's all sweet and pure. It's a business. It's been running people for their pockets. It's been leaving people high and dry. People have been getting arrested. There ain't nothing sweet about college athletics. They could play one shining moment all they want every single March Madness, every single championship game. They could play one shining moment. All I hear are cash registers. But I will agree with this. It's one thing to have older adults, people who have lived, people who are doing this professionally, people who know the risks, professionals, to get harassed and yelled. It's part of the gig, right? You're a college athlete. I think you know what harassment is. Maybe if you play for Duke and North Carolina, I get it. You know that harassment. Nobody should be really leaning on you because their life depends on it. That ain't fair. That ain't fair for younger people. Like, we don't need that. If you want to go ahead and make a bet on the score, then fine, so be it. I guess you can allow that. Even that can be manipulated to a certain degree. But how many rebounds, how many assists, how many free throws, how many points? Like leave him out of that. If you're going to go ahead and gamble your life away, blame yourself. Look in the mirror. Gambling sucks. It's an addiction. If you have one, go to rehab. The NCAA did a survey to help back up its stance. It says that 58% of 18 to 22-year-olds are gambling. The difference is, I think most 18 to 22-year-olds, they may engage in some stupid cyberbullying. You start getting with people who have real money, who are a little bit older. Oh, they ain't just bullying. They may try to flim-flam the athletes. Yeah, they don't need prop bets on college athletes. I'm in agreement with Charlie Baker. Turn that off. We got enough idiots out here who are mad at the world, mad at somebody else, when they need to be mad at themselves. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We are going to take a break. On the other side of the break, we're going to talk about somebody. Well, there's a lot of influence with this individual, so much so that they were just offered a boatload of money. I'm going to tell you who it is on the other side of the break. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Your fever is high and the pressure to log in at work is too. But when you finally decide to take care of you, there's Instacart. Just because that one perfect coworker of yours is attending all meetings, camera on while she's sneezing, coughing, and aching, doesn't mean you have to do the same. Take it from us. Trying to stay on top of things will only get you further behind. Instead, get everything from tissues and teas to cough suppressants and comforting soups delivered through Instacart in as fast as 30 minutes. If anyone needs anything, they can just redirect their questions to that one perfect coworker of yours.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's anniversary sale with Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Right before we went to break, we talked about the NCAA, their president, Charlie Baker. He's trying to ban prop bets from college sports. Doesn't want anybody leaning on the college athletes. He utilized an example of a fellow student asking somebody to blow or throw a game or maybe miss a couple free throws. And I just think that there are a few more, threats outside than someone's next door neighbor or their dorm mate asking them to blow a game. Louisville finally has a new head coach, Pat Kelsey, taking over. 3 seasons at the College of Charleston, now taking over as Louisville. Maybe things will finally turn around for the Cardinals. Yeah, they suck. Anyway, speaking of turning things around, we talked about the Panthers and Bryce Young. Dave Canales had wise words. We talked about Anthony Davis having one of the games of his life last night, double overtime, Lakers beating Milwaukee. Anthony Davis, 34 points, 23 rebounds, 4 blocks. I wouldn't say that the Big Three Basketball League is trying to turn things around. I would not say that. But they're continuing to grow. You know, the Big Three, it's crazy. It's been here already since 2017. Ice Cube is one of the owners. He's the face of the league. had Ice Cube here on the JR Sport Brief show, and he actually was here on the air, and he talked about how the NBA hasn't wanted to work with him, how the NBA has actually tried to put a finger or a foot down on the Big Three's neck to make life just miserable for him. That's what Ice Cube has said. And so they're always thinking about creative ways to grow the game. A lot of legends. You see the Dr. J's of the world and the Gary Paytons. You see players that have recently retired are still out there balling. Shout outs to Joe Johnson right here in Atlanta. You see guys that go, oh man, they still got game. A matter of fact, 3-on-3 basketball is now in the Olympics. Yeah, when you see Jimmer Fredette in Paris, don't be shocked. 3-on-3 basketball. It's not just LeBron and Kevin Durant and Steph Curry. Jimmer Fredette getting in on some of the action as well. And so Big 3 basketball, or 3-on-3 basketball, it's grown. You can attribute some of that, I would really say, to the Big 3. And so what's the latest thing that they're trying to do? Well, it's real simple. The Big 3 offered Caitlin Clark $5 million to be a part of the league. You got it. And this is in the summertime. They play over the weekend. They play on Saturday and Sunday. They offered her $5 million to show up for 10 weekends, 10 games. That's it. $5 million. No harm, no foul, right? Caitlin Clark is probably, well, not probably, she is the biggest name in women's college basketball. She is the biggest name in college basketball, period. And is it stupid for Caitlin Clark to take $5 million? I don't think so. If you think about her salary as a rookie in the WNBA this upcoming season, she wouldn't make more than about $80,000. That's it. Let's do some math here. $80,000 in your rookie year over the summer. Hickey, you ever have one of these summer jobs? Any summer job?
I was a golf caddy for plenty of years, almost a decade.
Oh, wow. Okay. Not bad. Did you make $5 million doing it?
No, not close.
Okay, so if you had an option to be a caddy over the summer, June, July, and August, if you had an option to make $5 million or $80,000, what would you choose?
I like the $5 million, please.
Yeah. I think most people, if you take a look back at your summer job, it's a simple equation here. And so Ice Cube actually talked about this offer. He was on Pat McAfee's show, and he explained why the Big Three made a $5 million offer to the biggest name in college sports. Listen.
You know, this is a special situation, a special player, you know, that's moving the needle, you know, in a lot of different areas, you know, ratings, attendance, ticket sales, this, that, and the other. So, you know, of course, our sponsors are very interested in a player like this. So, you know, this is our first, you know, look at, you know, a player and going after this aggressively, because we know it would move the needle in the league. And that's where we want to be.
Yeah, of course. If you didn't know this, then you're stupid. It's as simple as, why would any team, I don't know, in the 90s, wish they had Michael Jordan on their squad? It's really that simple. And maybe that's not the best example, because this is not the same type of competition. But from a dollars and cents perspective, from a marketing perspective, for making sure that you got butts in seats when the Big Three comes to town, yeah, it'd be stupid not to entertain someone like Caitlin Clark. Now, is Caitlin Clark going to entertain the Big Three? It's the question. She'd be out there. Maybe they pull in some other women. Maybe they play a woman on each squad. Maybe they switch up the rules. Maybe she's playing against the men. I have no idea. But I'll tell you this much. Outside of a physicality standpoint, where we know half-court basketball, a little bit tougher. You don't have room to run and gun. Pardon the pun, but it's mano-a-mano. If it was going to be her case, it might have been woman-o-a-mano. I don't know what the hell you call it. You get my drift. But outside of that, It's about the money. Think about the money. Yeah, Caitlin Clark is only going to make about $80,000 her rookie year playing for the Indiana Fever. She would make $5 million by waking up and playing 10 weekends for Ice Cube. But this is what you have to remember. Caitlin Clark has made about $3.5 to $4 million just on name, image, and likeness sponsorship deals. That's it. Do you think those deals are going to stop? Do you think she's going to join the Fever and that she's not going to be asked to be in State Farm commercials? You think that Caitlin Clark is not going to get a gigantic shoe deal? You think that Caitlin Clark is not going to be selling milk? What are some other popular American things that people sell, Hickey? They sell milk and shoes. I don't know. Insurance, she does
insurance,
that already.
Yeah.
What else is American?
What's phone?
She's going to sell phones, right?
Phones,
technology.
Cars.
Yeah, Buick.
You name it.
Honda. Maybe American. Ford. Caitlin Clark's going to sell you a Ford. Corn. She's going to sell corn and cereal. Sell you Wheaties. General Mills has got her already, I guess. I don't know.
Energy drinks. Sports drinks.
Oh, my God.
It's all there.
Is she going to be Powerade? Is she going to be Gatorade? What's this new one that the Paul brothers have? Prime? Is she going to be Prime? Come on. This is a beautiful thing. Congratulations, Ice Cube. It sounds crazy, but Caitlin Clark don't need the $5 million. Is she going to take it later? She going to get it later. You just wait a little while. You're going to make that money up. You may not need that money. Caitlin Clark, she's the type of talent, and I love the internet. I think I said yesterday, we have no idea what type of player she's going to be. I said she might be the best player in the WNBA. I said not right away. Somebody who has no listening comprehension skills reached out to me and said, "Oh, you, what are you talking about? You tell that to Asia." And all. I'm like, man, what are you talking about? I didn't say she's going to walk into the WNBA killing everybody. I want to see what she does. How long is it going to take for her to elevate? There's an expectation that she turns into the best player. People have real listening comprehension issues. You see, I walked into Nike Town, I think last summer, maybe 2 summers ago, I don't know. Sabrina had her own Nike line. Of course she did. Sabrina was supposed to go to the league and light things up, light everybody up. I mean, she's in 3-point shootout contest with Steph Curry. Caitlin Clark is expected to take this to another level. God bless Sabrina, but Caitlin has just jumped above. The interest is way above what Sabrina ever was. Caitlin Clark don't need Ice Cube's $5 million. Nice offer. I say slim chance that she takes it. The big three would need Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark doesn't need the big three. As simple as that. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We'll reach back out to Ice Cube, see if we get him on at some point before the season starts to talk about the big three. Maybe by then we'll have an answer of what Caitlin Clark decides to do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Caitlin Clark, yeah, she don't need the money. When we come back on the other side, there's a guy in the NFL. I don't want to say he's playing for free. He is playing, has been playing, on a massive discount. And sooner than later, it's going to be time for him to get paid. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
Shall I take your order, or do you need a minute?
Yes, I'll be ready. Just buying a car on Carvana.
What?
It's super convenient. I already got pre-qualified in 2 minutes. All I had to do was answer a few questions.
What? That's handy.
Yeah, now I'm customizing my down and monthly payments.
What? That's an exquisite deal.
And just like that, Carvana's delivering my car in a couple days.
Ooh.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I'll have the burrito.
Visit Carvana.com to finance your next car.
Financing subject to credit approval. Delivery fees may apply.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/grow.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. So what exactly is the show about? It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest three words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. At the top of the hour, Major League Baseball, they pretty much have opening day is tomorrow. What other way can I say it, all right? And at the top of the hour, I'm going to share with you my top six MLB teams for 2024. Yeah, this ain't no top 10. You can leave a top 10 for whoever the hell else has a top 10. Top six is mine. I've been doing it for the better part of a decade. And so we got a top six list. MLB teams for 2024 at the top of the hour. You know, right before we went to break, I was going to tell you about someone who's due to make a lot of money. And I'm still going to do that. But right before we went to break, there's a basketball game going on in Orlando right now. The Golden State Warriors are on a little bit of a road trip. They're taking on the Magic at this moment, this second. Golden State leads 29-20, about 9 minutes left in the first half. Who cares? Big deal, right? Magic trying to be relevant. Golden State Warriors trying to be relevant. No huge expectations for either one of these teams. It took Draymond Green 4 minutes. 4 minutes before he got thrown out the game. Draymond Green got two quick texts and got the boot. I thought this was a warmer, kindler Draymond Green. Hickey, I thought that he found out and I thought he was managing his anger or whatever the hell. I thought he fixed it.
I am shocked that nothing has changed here. I am truly shocked that 2 week break did not just totally, you know, remake his personality.
Well, I know last night against the Miami Heat, the Warriors did win 113-92. There was a point in the game where Draymond Green, like, grabbed Patty Mills, who used to be a former teammate, I believe. He grabbed Patty Mills by, like, the neck, kind of pulled him back a little bit. And he just had to go, what is Draymond doing? And so I guess last night, it wasn't enough. He had to just get into the officials' ear and talk some crap. And Steph Curry, they got his reaction, by the way, after Draymond was given the boot. And Steph Curry kind of just shook his head. He put his face in his hands. Steve Kerr gave him a pat on the back like, oh, man, I'm sorry you got to deal with this guy. And this is the same Draymond Green who's in the midst of a 4-year, $100 million contract extension. And you could imagine that Steph Curry wants him on the team, but he wants him playing basketball. He wants him being tough, but I'm sure he doesn't want all the shenanigans. And to be honest, I'm also sure if he had a choice of him or Jordan Poole, he'd probably still choose Jordan Poole. A Draymond Green already ejected from tonight's game. Two technical fouls. And Hickey, he was just chirping at the officials. He didn't strangle anybody today, right?
No. Yeah, no necks were wrung. No officials were harmed. Just a lot of verbal abuse.
Yeah, no officials were abused in the making of this game. Draymond Green. Oh, man, I'm looking at it. He's just... He looked like he wanted to choke that ref. He's still going and going and going and going. Oh, my goodness. Steph Curry's looking at him like, oh, can we break it up? And Draymond is still going, doesn't know when to stop. And even Chris Paul gets in there like, okay, enough, all right. And then Chris Paul goes to the ref like, why don't you walk away? And Draymond got the boot. It took 4 minutes. 4 years. $100 million for a team that might not even make the playoffs. Well, there you have it. Anyway, let's talk about another team that plays in the Bay Area. It's the 49ers. Yeah, the team that, like, goes to the NFC Championship game or goes to the Super Bowl and doesn't win, at least recently. We know they're one of the most historic teams in all of football. We get that. We know that. They got Brock Purdy as their QB. They lucked into having Brock Purdy as their QB. Or let me not call it luck. They're fortunate to have Brock Purdy as their QB, and they're fortunate to be paying an MVP candidate just about $1 million. Well, time is about to ring for Mr. Irrelevant. And now that we're in the league meetings and the owners' meetings and everybody's chatting and talking about money and dollars and cents, we learned today that the 49ers have pretty much said, we know we're going to have to pay Brock Purdy. We know he's going to have to get paid more than $40 million. And when you go to two consecutive NFC Championship games and then you go to a Super Bowl, yeah, you know that the price is going to go up. And so all the years, the past couple of seasons, at least the past two, that they've had Brock Purdy on a discount, at the end of this season, that's going to come to an end. I know we talked about this yesterday. Dak Prescott thinking about what his next contract looks like. Is it going to be with the Cowboys? It's going to be higher than the 40 he's making right now. Brock Purdy has to be thinking, I'm going to get paid $45 to $50 million a year. Oh, the day is coming. All them big contracts that they've been able to have, all them big names, it's about to be Brock Purdy time. And everybody knows how valuable he is to the team. Kyle Shanahan said on the NFL Network that he is the model of consistency. Listen.
But Brock's done that these last 2 years. He's been unbelievable. He's done a week in, a week out. He's come back from a really tough injury in his first year, had a hell of a year this year. Really hasn't had an offseason yet with us. The first offseason, he was, you know, battling to be our third string quarterback and make the team. Last year in the offseason, he didn't get a throw until training camp. So I'm just pumped to, you know, he got married here a couple weeks ago.
Right.
So he's going to come back a full man and be and healthy and ready to attack this offseason. And I'm pumped to coach him.
Oh, wow. Being married makes you a full man? Hey, Hickey, you and I are, what are we, half a man? Or what are we, less of a man?
Two and a half men, I guess.
Yeah, two and a half men. Yeah, me, you, and Brock Purdy, who's the full man. Jed York, the CEO, he's not shying away from paying Brock Purdy. He said, it's a good problem when your quarterback is one of the highest paid guys on your team and in the league. That's what he said yesterday. You think about some of the other quarterbacks who have bigger cap hits this season than Brock Purdy? Aiden O'Connell from the Raiders. It makes me laugh. Nathan Peterman on the Saints. Josh Dobbs, who they just added as a backup to the for the Niners. Brock Purdy's going to get paid. Remember I just told you last segment that Caitlin Clark, no need for her to take Ice Cube's $5 million. Brock Purdy, just stay healthy this year, man. Stay healthy. Play solid. He is going to get paid. It's simple as that. And maybe people will give Brock Purdy a break. Took a lot of flack last year just for who he was playing with, like he couldn't throw the ball to the other team. Congratulations. I don't think anybody could just wake up and say, here's 31 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. I don't know if Daniel Jones was healthy and I gave him that offense. I don't know if he'd be able to do that. If Zach Wilson had those weapons, I don't know if he'd be able to do that. Give Brock Purdy some love. Even if you don't want to give him love, it's coming. It's coming financially. I want to see him have another great year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS is the number. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we've had even larger amounts of money switch hands. I'm going to tell you what the hell is going on in Baltimore, and then I'm going to give you a top six list in a few minutes. of the best MLB teams for 2024. What teams have the best chance to win the World Series? Opening day is less than 24 hours away, and I'm getting you all set up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
March means chips, dips, and swish. Instacart makes getting game-time snacks easy with delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. The hard part? Choosing between your favorite snacks. That's why you can stock up on all your favorites with $5 off when you spend $30 or more on specially marked Frito-Lay chips, dips, and more through Instacart. So you don't have to choose between Doritos and Cheetos or Tostitos and Ruffles. You can just get them all. Offer valid for a limited time. Exclusions and additional terms apply.
Celebrate and save at Ashley's Anniversary Sale. With Hot Buys, your choice of colors starting at just $3.99. Ashley Sleep Mattresses starting at $2.50. Plus, receive a free adjustable base with select mattress purchases. And shop top mattress brands like Stearns & Foster, Tempur-Pedic, Purple, and Beautyrest Black with 60-month special financing only at Ashley. Subject to credit approval, no minimum purchase required. Minimum monthly payment, down payment, tax, and delivery may be required. See store for details.
What's the first thing you do if you'd had more time in the day? Take a nap? Read a book? Talk with a friend? When you know what's important to you, it's easier to fit it into your schedule. Therapy can help you figure that out. BetterHelp offers affordable online therapy that comes to you. Start the process in minutes and switch therapists anytime. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/grow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.com/grow.